You are listening to Haunted Meat, the health, fitness, wellness show for strange and unusual people. Today, for your listening pleasure, a lightly edited version of a recent Facebook Live that I did. You can find me on Facebook, Melanie Black, and follow me or try to friend me. I might or might not friend you back. Okay, here it goes. Your vanity is valid. You don't know you're beautiful. That's what's made you beautiful, or some shit like that. Fuck you, One Direction. Fuck you with a sharp stick. That's a terrible, terrible song. And it's a terrible song not because it's a cheesy pop song. I love cheesy pop song, but especially Korean pop, K-pop, my heart, I love K-pop. But no, the reason why that One Direction song sucks balls so badly is because of the messaging. This is one of the things that drives me absolutely bonkers as I am going through my own personal development and helping people with their personal development and doing all the personal development type stuff and having the body love conversations with people and all this shit. One of the things that's missing, one of the big holes in the whole body positivity conversation, and I don't know that it's really missing. It's implied, but people don't feel like they can embody it for some reason. And that is that your vanity is valid. It is absolutely 100% okay to be vain. People who say that you should be, you know, humble, and that song, that fucking, the lyric is, you don't know you're beautiful and that's what makes you beautiful. Bullshit. Okay, that might be what makes you vulnerable. That might be what makes you an easy target for people who are fucking manipulative, horrible people. If somebody likes you because of your insecurity, then that sends up a red flag, honestly. Like if somebody is like looking down on you because you're loving on yourself, fuck that person. Fuck them with a porcupine, a dead porcupine. Not a live one, because porcupines are adorable, but I wouldn't want to get fucked by one. So yes. So what I'm saying is, and it's a subtle thing. Okay. It's not a real obvious thing. It's a subtle thing when people are talking to me about their aesthetic goals, about their personal aesthetic goals for fitness stuff. It comes up very frequently, and I'm not mad at them. Just to be clear, I'm mad at like society and culture and some other shit, right? The circumstances that lead somebody to say something like, oh yeah, you know, I want to get stronger, I want to get healthier, and you know, I kind of want to look better too, you know, like, and they feel really bad saying it, like it's good, like I'm gonna be like, oh, you shouldn't worry about your looks at a fitness place. Bitch, I do body transformations. If there's anybody that you can talk to about wanting to look better, it's me. Now, if looking better for you means that you want to put on weight, that you want to be curvy, that you want to be like whatever your aesthetic is, honey, look at my aesthetic. I'm not one to talk. I'm not going to judge you regardless of what you say you look at like, right? Or what you want to look like. But it's okay to want to look a certain way. It is okay to have aesthetic goals. If you are a sighted human, if you can see stuff, you are going to have some kind of concept of beauty. There's no getting around that. And I really feel like the way the conversation tends to lean with a lot of body positivity stuff is like, oh, well, you shouldn't care about it. It's not that you shouldn't care about it. It's like, yes, should you expand your personal aesthetic to include yourself where you are right now today before making any changes? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, you should. You should expand your personal aesthetic to include you today as you are. No changes necessary. But that does not mean that it can't include the next evolution of that, the next version, the 2.0, whatever it is. It gets really frustrating to see, especially people who are like my age. Like, I was really insecure when I was a teenager, and everybody is. Like, that is what being a teenager is supposed to be. If there's any time to be, like, insecure and feel like the whole world doesn't make any sense at all, it's when you're a teenager. But by the time you're 40 and you have a couple of lifetimes under your belt, you really should be able to give yourself permission, at least give yourself permission to come into your own and be able to acknowledge and accept that you have aesthetic goals and you want to look a certain way. That's okay. And I think it definitely depends on the type of communities you run in, right? It's interesting to me that there is that social pressure to be humble, right? I think that's what it is, right? Is it social pressure to be humble? It's not just in like highly religious communities, you know, where you're not supposed to be too prideful or bombastic or that kind of stuff. But I also see it in really progressive communities, like where there's this shame against wanting to look a certain way. I get that you do have to, for your own sanity, prioritize function over form a lot of times. Not only with your body, but you know, what you wear and that kind of stuff. You know, being a slave to fashion to the point of like hurting yourself is obviously really not good. You don't want to be, dieting yourself down in an attempt to look like something else to the point where you're risking your own health. That's hopefully obvious to most people that I work with at this point. But the problem is the other direction, right? When we take it to the extreme opposite of like, I don't see myself. It's like, really? Come on, you see yourself. It's okay. It's okay. And again, you should definitely expand that, that idea of what is beauty to your current state. If it's not there already, definitely expand your idea of beauty to your current state. But beyond that, hell, look like whatever you want to look like. I had somebody recently come to me and say, I know that having a balanced physique is important, but I really want to work on this area of my body, just this one area. And I'm like, yeah, cool. We can totally do that. We can put more emphasis on that one area. Like, yeah, we're going to work your whole body for general health and all that kind of stuff. But once that is taken care of, can you zoom in on one area? Yeah. Why the hell not? You know, working with a lot of trans people, that's super important. Super, super important. The visuals are important. What you look like is important. If you're a sighted human, this is important to you. There's no getting around that. I think it's pretty obvious that I'm a really vain person. Like, and it probably comes out more with me, like in the privacy of my own home, because this is where I do a lot of my computer work and that kind of stuff. And I have to see myself on videos and this kind of shit. So I wear makeup, you know, like I shave the sides of my head for a reason. This is like my aesthetic, right? This funky little, you know, punk rock, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the hell to call it. Like, you know, I'm all fucking blinged out and look, check this out. $3 heels at Walmart. I don't wear heels outside because they hurt my feet. But when I'm just like sitting around, you know, having a glass of wine, chatting at y'all, hanging out at my computer, yes, I wear makeup and fucking heels because I think it's pretty and it's not going to hurt my feet if I'm just sitting around. So that's when I'm going to enjoy it. But if I'm out in the world, yeah, I'm going to have a certain amount of reason where I'm not going to put my feet in pain. Today's Haunted Meat episode is brought to you by Fuckkeeper. Fuckkeeper, keep all of your fucks safely and securely inside and never give a single fuck about anything ever again. Yeah, social pressure to be modest and humble. Yeah, I'm not into all that. has that attitude. And this, you know, this is part of, you know, bad attitude, maybe, I don't know. It's definitely, it definitely gives you a more selective circle of friends. Now I don't, you know, when I'm talking to other people, like I'm genuinely interested in other people. When I'm out in the world talking to people, I'm generally not talking about myself, but yeah, it's okay to want to look a certain way, guys. That's kind of all I was thinking about today, is that your vanity is valid. And it, you know, if it, the reason it bothers me because I know what it's like to try to keep, you know, yourself in a box, right? To try to restrict yourself and be humble and be modest and say, oh, well, you know, I don't look that great anyways, so why would I try, that kind of shit, you know? It's a lot of junk that I've definitely gone through in my own head, and that I know a lot of people I work with really struggle with. And again, if you struggle with this, I am not mad at you. It is not your fault. It's culture, it's society, and that's why I feel compelled to like mouth off on Facebook about this stuff, is because nobody's saying it, right? And again, it surprises me, it shocks me that even in like the body love communities, even in the burlesque communities, like a lot of people that I know are in these kinds of communities, and still they will have this like sheepish like desire, like that they're tamping down, you know, that like, oh, I don't want to have this desire for myself because it's not who I am right now in this second. It's not me currently, but it's who I want to be, and it's not modest or humble. And like, that's okay, you know? Yeah. So drop me a thing in the comments. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Do you hold yourself back? Do you feel like, oh, I don't want to put on too much makeup, or I don't want to dress too sexy, or I don't want to be too out there, or I don't want to upstage somebody else, or I don't want to appear to be vain. Are these things that you feel like are constricting you or holding you back? I'm just curious, because I've definitely felt that before. Obviously not feeling it now, but I just don't like being constricted. I don't like seeing other people constrict themselves either. You know, I like people to experience real freedom, real loving on themselves, really, you know, having that moment for themselves where they're reaching out and doing that kind of stuff. And also, I'm really fortunate. You know, I've got a lot of very tolerant people who put up with my crazy in my circle, and more than put up with it, actually love it, right? You know, and I'm sure that everybody out there, you all, you have people in your circle who really love you being crazy and who you are also. And I think it's a lot of, we get caught up in our own junk, in our own head, thinking that people won't love us the way we are, you know? Or if we're too much ourselves, that kind of thing, right? And you might think that your personality is like really over the top, but it's probably not, you know? It's probably way tamer from the outside looking at you than you feel like it is from the inside out, right? So I think you can probably afford to be a little bit more wildly, genuinely, outwardly yourself. I think that's probably okay. All right. So if you needed permission from somebody, permission granted, you're welcome, right? Total expert here on life coaching, giving you, dear listener, permission to be 100% yourself and be somewhat vain while you're at it. Like, that's okay, you know? Yeah, it's, the whole thing is weird. Like, I was watching a video earlier. I forget where I saw it. It was probably posted on Facebook. Somebody posted an 83-year-old woman who's dating younger guys, and they show her getting all dressed up and that kind of stuff. And I saw, you know, comments on the video like, you know, what it, you know, it's like trying to polish a turd or some shit like this, right? And it's like, well, these people are, you know, like, these people are not her friends, right? Does she have to waste her time even thinking about them? No, she's out banging some hot young guy. It doesn't matter, right? People who actually really care about you will care about you exactly how you are, plus magnified to be more your obnoxious self than you currently are. So I think that's really important. And I, you know what, vulnerable moment here, you guys, like, yeah, I think part of the reason why this gets me on a real visceral level, why it bothers me a whole lot, is because I feel like the one person who I had a really close relationship with in my lifetime who actually really didn't like me being vain at all, right? Didn't like me, really, the one person that I can think of who I got really close to in my life, who really wanted me to be humble, who really wanted me to tone it down, who really wanted me to be subdued, that relationship ended in abuse, okay? And I know not everybody who wants you to be humble and subdued will abuse you into that position, but it's one of those things where if somebody can't accept your flamboyant self, your crazy self, then that's kind of like they're dealing with some shit, right? And I know there's a lot of cultural standards and cultural norms that vary greatly from family to family and from circle of friends to circle of friends. And I guess I realize I'm very fortunate that both my family and my upbringing were very, you know, progressive, and I hang out with a lot of progressive people, and I don't have to work with conservative people anymore, you know. But that's a big reason why I'm self-employed, guys, because I can't fucking shut it off, right? I know that a lot of my self-employed business owner friends are kind of the same way. And I give mad props to all of my my friends who, you know, like, go to the day job, they put on the suit, they put on the, you know, this one aesthetic, and then they go out at night and party in a different aesthetic. Like, I see you. That's kind of cool in its own way too. You can, like, live this double life and, like, be like the two sides of you. I love it. And again, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you have a space and a way to be genuinely yourself. I know that not, you know, you can't be that way all the time. You can't be like over the top necessarily all of the time. And if you see me at work, I tend to have it, again, toned down a little. Like, I'm always going to wear sneakers at work. I'm never going to, fruit fly likes my wine. I'm never going to be, you know, at work with, like, you know, spiked heels and all this shit. Like, the last time I wore my spiked sneakers to the gym, I actually ended up stabbing myself during the stretches. Are you ready to truly become the boss bitch that you were born to be? Go to bb9000.com and join my Boss Bitch 90-Day Transformation Program. This transformation program starts out by laying the foundations we need to really have unwavering confidence in ourselves. Then we move on to exercise, nutrition, self-care, and finally support, bolstering your squad. This is by far the most complete transformation program you will find. It is not a love you and leave you kind of program. It is built for lasting results. And if this speaks to you, I would love to work with you. Go to www.bb9000.com and join the Boss Bitch 9000 program. That's what I was thinking about today, guys. So yeah, let me know, like, in the comments, like, do you feel like you put on a different face for work and for playtime? And do you feel like the people in your circle are supportive of your most bombastic, truest kind of self? Or do you feel like you have to tone it down to make other people comfortable, right? Making other people comfortable, it's really well within human nature to want to do that, right? At the heart of it, we're all really super kind people. We want to make other people feel comfortable. We don't want to make them feel intimidated or anything like that, you know? And I get that. I get that we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. And I am personally cognizant of this, especially if I'm about to do a sales consult at the Nerd Gym, because if I'm going to go in there and talk to somebody who's like already scared shitless of getting started in a fitness program, and a lot of people come to the Nerd Gym because they're already like, the thought of going into a regular gym is terrifying, which it kind of is. It's really brostastic and really over the top. If I go in there like full goth makeup, black lipstick, like, you know, like, like they're already on edge. I'm going to tone it down a little bit and make it a little bit more about them and a little bit less about me, right? So making other people feel comfortable is important. We definitely want to do that. But at the same time, especially for people who are close to you, making people uncomfortable can be a gift, all right? Offending people can be a gift. And I know this sounds weird, but I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Offending people can be a gift because here's the thing. Think about the last time you got really offended by something, right? Like offended you to your core. Were you very certain at that moment what was right and wrong in the world? Yeah, you were. You had a brutal sense of certainty about what was right and wrong, right? Sometimes it's difficult to tell. If we never get offended by anything, then it's really kind of difficult to tell what we actually stand for, because we don't know what we stand against. So while making the people that we love feel comfortable, it's also important to make them once in a while feel uncomfortable, especially if it's not directed at them, right? If it's something that you're doing for yourself and that makes somebody else uncomfortable, you have given them a gift because they have to reconcile in their brain why that makes them uncomfortable. Either it's something that they will have to work on within themselves and actively change and grow as a person. Sometimes when you get offended, you probably afterwards thought, man, why did that offend me? That shouldn't offend me, right? I should be okay with that. And you work on yourself. If you live in a fluffy little bubble where nothing ever gets at you, then you're not going to grow as a person,